From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 12, 2021. This revised episode from April 2013 is part of a series this year of spring-related episodes. That's part of The Coming Spring on Andrew Van Nostrand's 2019 album That We Could Find a Way to Be, featuring Kaylin Wright on vocals. It opens an episode about the feathered changes in the air that take place each spring in Virginia. We start with a series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what's making these three different high-pitched songs, each heard just once. And here's a hint. These small creatures make big journeys twice a year. If you guessed warblers, you're right. And if you're an experienced birder, you may have recognized the songs of a bay-breasted warbler, palm warbler, and Tennessee warbler. These three species breed in Canada and the northern United States, but they winter in Central and South America, and they're among the birds that may pass through Virginia during spring or fall migration. Virginia's location along the Atlantic coast and Chesapeake Bay allows Commonwealth birders to have a chance to see many transient songbirds, waterfowl, and birds of prey that migrate along the broad eastern North American route known as the Atlantic Flyway, one of four main migratory routes on this continent. For example, while about 100 bird species breed in the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge in southeastern Virginia and northeastern North Carolina, over 200 species have been identified there, particularly during the spring migration from April to June. The Colorado-based organization Environment for the Americas, which has helped coordinate an annual World Migratory Bird Day, has called bird migration, quote, one of the most important and spectacular events in the Americas. Virginia's part of that spectacle every spring and fall. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the three warbler species sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Andrew Van Nostrand for permission to use part of The Coming Spring. We close with part of another song, whose title captures how many people may feel about spring's arrival after a long winter. Here's about 20 seconds of At Long Last by the Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, Virginia-based band The Steel Wheels from their 2011 album Live at Goose Creek. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.